The winding West Shore Road in Bodega Bay ends at the Bodega Bay Trailhead, offering a bracing view of the Pacific Ocean. It's also one of the best spots for whale watching in Sonoma County, with whales visible from the clifftops year-round. On a trip to the trailhead, I spoke with Larry Tiller, a retired organic vegetable farmer and a docent at Bodega Head, volunteering to teach visitors about the whales and how to spot them.
The best time and to see the most number of whales in a concentrated period of time is the last week of April and the first couple of weeks of May. That's when we have the mothers with the newborns going by, going north. And they'll just be anywhere from 10 yards to 100 yards off the rocks here.
The northbound migration began in January, when whales came up from the breeding grounds in Baja to feed in the waters of Alaska. It may not be the peak of the season, but a lot of people have shown up to look, including local Pat Engman.
Have you seen any whales yet?
No, I haven't. No, but our docents, they're marvelous. And I just learned a whole lot of new information that I didn't know before, even though I've come out here for years and years and years.
She may be in luck. The southbound migration ended in January, overlapping with the start of northbound. And according to Larry, whale watching has been unusually good this year.
For the southbound whales, it's been fantastic. We've seen a higher number of whales this year than ever before going southbound. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, during the week, I saw 135 whales go by here, which is an all-time high for us. If we see anything more than 35, that's a lot.
The reason for so many whales could be simple.
I think the birth rate is up and the mortality rate is relatively low. The trouble is most of it was during the week, and so, you know, not too many people are here during the week.
Still, you never know when the whales will show. And according to Larry, on the weekends, that chance to see a whale brings a lot of people from a lot of places.
All over the world. I've met people from every continent here other than Antarctic. Gosh, it's highly variable. The weekends, 200-300, I would guess, and who stop in and have questions about the whales. And so we docents here try to do our best to answer them.
You do have to be patient. Before I started recording, I was lucky enough to see a gray whale's back cresting over the water's surface through my spotting scope. But that was too distant for most of the people there, who were looking for signs closer to shore. But when Pat's friend interrupted our interview, it was because someone had seen a familiar spout of water bursting over the waves.
There's like two here.
Oh, really?
Oh, we have our juveniles.
Our juveniles.
Start looking.
Okay.
The spouts are massive. A 15-foot tall buoy helps the docents judge their height, which are tall enough to be seen from the shore. And they're unmistakable, a blast of white mist rising perpendicular to the waves. They happen in clusters, the whale always taking several breaths in a row, so when one gets spotted, everyone turns, watching for more.
Here you go, here you go. So that one's heading down. There you go.
I'm Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.